It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, it's lunchtime in America. Today is October 11th, 2024. It's a Friday. TGIF. 25 days left until the election. Scary, scary stuff there. You know, we don't really get into politics here, but I do want to say, I hope the best man wins. Right? All right, let's jump right into the birthdays, shall we, folks? We don't typically do deceased people in the birthday segment. However, this one was very recent, so we will honor this feller. Frank Fritz from American Pickers, he would have been 58 today. So, yeah, rest in peace, Frank, the bearded charmer, as Mike called him. TJ Watts, a Steeler, he's still a Steeler, I believe, is 29. So happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, 1984, first woman to walk in space. I don't know how you walk in space. Did she walk on the moon? I didn't really go into that, where she walked, but yeah. 1975, Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC. Oh, thank you so much. Good Lord. The last I ever watched of SNL was when Phil Hartman did Clinton. It was absolutely hysterical. That was the last time my belly laughed. But then again, I don't watch it, so I guess why would I after that? You know, after he passed, he didn't just pass. We know what happened to him. I don't really want to say it on here. But after he left this existence, I quit watching. So, yeah, it's been a while. 1971, John Lennon's Imagine was released as a single. And went on to say that was his biggest hit as a solo artist, and there's no doubt about that. Let's jump into the news, shall we, folks? This one from TMZ. I'm just trying to make a point by telling this one. Not so Puffy anymore. Lost weight before arrest. Puffy lost weight, apparently, before his arrest. That's because they searched both of his homes, and he pooped his pants. I just want to make another comment about Puffy. This isn't really about whether he'll be found innocent or guilty. This is a matter now of whether he's going to spend the rest of his life in Supermax with El Chapo and the boys, or if he's going to be in a country club, or if he's going to be in just standard correctional facility. And if it's the third one, that's where he could be in trouble, because he's going to be too isolated if in Supermax. You know, no one can get to him. I don't think anyone could get to El Chapo or any of those guys in there. It's so locked down. But then you have the country clubs, and they're blue collar. Or I'm sorry, white collar. They don't have the violent criminals in those. And so that's, you know, those are his, for him, those are his best possible futures. But yeah, if he gets that third one, if he gets in just standard correctional facility, he's going to have a tough time given the alleged charges. He really will. But we shall follow that for sure. But yeah. Got one from Fox Sports. Travis Kelce's ex says she receives hateful comments from Taylor Swift fans on social media. Well, for one, when you're on social media, things like that can happen. Two, Taylor Swift's fans are 13 years old and they don't have developed brains. So yeah. Now, if those are adults doing that, instead of like working, they need to be slapped in the face. All right, we've got one from Fox News. A whopping 342,817 Lego Technic pieces are used to build a sports car. Subheadline here. Lego McLaren create drivable full-size P1 replica. So here's what I got from this article. And I'm wondering, I'm like, really? How the same Legos that I played with as a kid when I was 7? But what it is, I'm going to read what the difference is. Now, if you notice in the headline, it says Lego Technic. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? I don't remember Legos being called Lego Technic. Okay. I'm not a Lego guy anymore. I stopped playing with Legos when I was probably 8. So the purpose of Lego Technic is to build advanced models using a different building style than brick-based Lego sets. Technic sets use specialized pieces, sometimes including motors and pneumatic elements, to create much more functionality than you can get with regular bricks. Okay, yes, right. And you can't like make tires out of bricks, right? And computers. I get it. I get what they're saying. Well, I think what they're doing is using a completely different system to make stuff that looks like it was built with the bricks, like the ones we played with as kids. So that's basically what it is. I don't think you can walk up to this car and pull a brick off the car. You see what I'm saying? It's not like that. But not really my stuff, but I thought some of my listeners might find it interesting. TMZ, Star Wars fans, oh dear. Star Wars fans lash out over transgender stormtrooper. Quote, no freaking way. Were no lessons learned from the Bud Light thing? I mean, what the hell? Like, they know they're going to lose half of their followers, and they're just like, ah, screw it. Good Lord. TMZ. Hurricane, this one's crazy. Hurricane Milton, man clinging to cooler in ocean rescued. Survived 90 mile per hour wind, 25 foot waves. Unbelievable. God dang. The will to survive is just unbelievable. I've been through some hurricanes, so I'm not going to say I know how what that would be like, but just to feel those kind of winds and that kind of weather, just to imagine being out there clinging to a cooler is just ridiculous, actually. But good, you know, good for that guy. God, that's amazing. Folks, that leaves us with one more. And you, if you've been here before, you know what that means. If you haven't, well, that means it's time for a good news story because we do one at the end of every episode. Before we do that, though, I just want to say subscribe to the show. Don't be shy and leave some comments. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday is coming soon. We had to take a break from those because of my work schedule. But we will be picking those back up soon. And send me an email, chad@thelunchshow.com. All right, let's get into this last story here. This one's from Good News Network, Old Faithful. To save sea turtle population, invasive deer successfully eradicated, I don't mean to laugh at that, from island in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. So the reason I laughed is because, you know, it's a good news story. However, they had to whack 270 deer. But the deer were messing with the sea turtles. The deer are invasive. Like, the sea turtles have been there, you know, millions of years leaving eggs on the beach, you know, but the deer are invasive. So, you know, we're going to go with the sea turtles, right? So they managed to remove them. I don't know exactly how. They were probably euthanized, I would imagine. But yeah, so what they would do is, when the turtles would come up on the beach, the deer would come out and mess with them and scare the turtles back into the ocean and probably causing them to lose their whole nest of eggs or whatever. batch of eggs. Also, if a turtle came up and hatched a bunch of eggs or whatever, the deer would come, and the eggs hatched, the deer would come and stomp on the little turtles. I don't know. I'm not really liking deer right now a whole lot, you know? So yeah, that was cool. So now that the turtles can just roll up on the beach like old times and give birth. All right, folks, y'all have a good weekend. Don't be drinking and driving out there like idiots. Let the idiots do that. You know, don't be one of them. Don't be one of them. Your future is too bright, right? All right, I'm out of here. Keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. Don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.